Well, hello there, Why Not callers. This is Steve, along with Lynn, with the Why Not comments tape for the 20th of January, 1980. And we have lots of comments. I got to say, we did gather a lot more than we had last week, and they're a lot more entertaining, too. So before we go on any further, let's get right into them after a little more Cheap Trick.
Yeah, this is Jeff from Tarzana, now from Woodland Hills. And I'd like to talk about a public problem. This concerns telephones, and it's the zone unit management, which will be coming out in March 1980. Well, as of March, it will cost everybody 5 cents per minute and 3 cents per additional minute to call anywhere between after 8 miles from your district office, which therefore means that people in the Canoga Park office couldn't even call the other side of Woodland Hills without being charged toll. And it gets like from 8 to 12 miles, it's 7 cents for the first minute and 5 cents for each additional minute. This is outrageous, to say the least, to have to pay for even your own, the other side of your own, you know, city, like people in on this side of Woodland Hills, you know, near Canoga Park, could even call Bell Canyon, for instance. Who knows what to do about it? I'd like to hear some replies on this subject. It's a very touchy subject, due to the fact that everybody's going to lose about 90% of their calling area, due to the fact that 8 miles really isn't very far. So, I'd like to hear some feedback on this, no pun intended. This is Jeff Tarzana, wishing everybody a good night, good morning, good afternoon.
Well, Jeff, you're slightly mistaken on what areas we'll be able to call or what areas locally. The Watchtowers goes into it a little more in-depth later on the tape, and she will actually state what areas will be lost and which ones will remain in the local calling area of each area in the 2 and 3. She's called each office individually. Next.
Yeah, this is Larry Tugfart calling, and I wanted to comment on this new Zoom service the phone company's coming out with. I want to say I think it sucks that we're only going to be able to call about 8 miles from our house. You know, it's like saying that the next community over will be a toll call. How can the phone company do something like that? A lot of people are going to be disappointed, and we'll have to revert to alternate ways of making calls, such as ST or MCI. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Yes, this is my first time calling, so you have to excuse my ignorance. This is Paul of Mission Hills, the operator, calling in to say hello. And why is it that Pacific Telephone continues to charge for emergency interrupts? Well, yes, General Telephone doesn't. They're planning on it, though. Okay. I mean, after all, if it's an emergency, you'd be willing to pay. Okay, now, another thing. How long has this line been up? Who is it run by? Since I just got this number from a friend. And I must say, is somebody ever going to help out the South Coast Connection? I mean, well, never mind. All I got to say is, have a good day, and keep dry. I'm calling on January the 18th. Goodbye.
Okay, well, we've been up since last March, and we'll be probably having a first anniversary party coming up pretty soon. People who run the line, well, we have Bruce, Steve, and of course, yours truly, Lynn Woodland Hills. So, and the South Coast Connection, well, that's beyond help. Next.
This is Matilda from Russia. I think this is a really stupid line, you know. It's really weird comments you give, you know. If, you know, we don't have this in my country, you know, this is really bad. You know, it's just trash. I think you should close up this line. Thank you.
18 January 1980. Let's see. In the last tape, you guys sounded sort of like you were, disappointed, I guess, that you didn't receive that many comments, so you had to play the, reality, what a concept record, and you seem desperate for more comments, so I figured, okay, I'll call up, I'll leave you a comment. Although I didn't really have much to say, because I didn't, particularly enjoy that tape that much, at least the comment section. However, I thought that the VA album, Reality Was a Concept, I had heard that once before, but that was a while ago, and I enjoyed it, listening to it again. So, if you want a suggestion, why don't you play more comedy material? It's better than the comments on your line. This has been a comment from BBH. Goodbye.
Well, BBH, that's just it. Okay, you didn't enjoy our comments. You enjoyed the comedy recording. Well, that's all the comedy recording was filler. This is a comment line. Do you know what a comment line is? A comment line takes comments once a week and then plays them back, as we're doing right now. Now, we want to play your comedy recordings and skits and all different kinds of goodies, but we're going to play those as features once every weekend. All right? Now, if we were to play a comedy recording once a week, we could get rid of our comment tape, and no longer would we be a comment line. We'd be a joke line. Okay, that's not what Why Not is. So next time, instead of telling us that we should turn ourselves into a joke line, leave us a decent comment, so then we can call ourselves a comment line like we're supposed to be. Next.
I love you, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams was not available for a comment at this time. Next.
I'd just like to say that Shoe's new album called Present Tense, brand new album, brand new group. It's going to be one of the best albums you're going to hear in a long time, so recommend you listen to the album. It's really good. Just nice rock and roll, not really loud, not really soft in between. Not punk rock at all, just nice rock and roll. Good bet.
Hello, everybody. This is Wyatt from Highland Park. Anyway, to that caller that called in on your last tape about setting up a drag strip in the Sepulveda Basin. Well, and, he wanted to have a petition and all that kind of good stuff to give to the city for the drag strip. First off, I'm not knocking him or anything. It's a good idea. But first off, hey, okay, who's going to run the drag strip? I mean, who's going to pay the money to operate it and all that kind of good stuff? Second off, okay, is it going to be NHRA sanctioned? Okay, another thing, Sepulveda Basin for a drag strip? I don't think LA will let that happen. But anyway, it costs an awful lot of money, and I'd just like to know who was going to, put up the cash to actually build the thing, put up the stands, put up a timing tower, pay for the equipment, concessions, etc. Anyway, this has been Wyatt from Highland Park. I hope to hear a little bit more from him. I'm sorry I don't remember his name. But this is all, and hasta la bye-bye.
Well, I guess I have to say my name and say so. This is Kate of North Hollywood. I want to comment about people who play dumb games, like if they have your phone number, and they get mad at you to give it out to everybody, like Jennifer Burbank, for one. If you have somebody's phone number, that person gave it to you because they trusted you with it. And I don't think they expect you to go out and give it to everybody. So, people, I think that if you get other people's numbers, don't play dumb games, go and go and tell everybody. If you get mad at the person, just keep your cool, because it's cool to give up your number. I know, my number's being passed around right now, and I don't like it. And the person who's passing it around, if I ever get hold of your neck, you're going to be gone.
Yes. This is Stacey Oliver, drooling at the tone, and, ow. Yes, this is Stacey Oliver, for those of you who speak Spanish. Which reminds me, I wonder how many people on this line are bilingual. No, not Bruce. I can reach out from Steve. But, no, seriously. I took Spanish for like 2 months. And I got tired of it, not only because we were repeating the same phrases day after day after day, but because, I just got boring. Besides, I needed to get out of that class to take another one that was vital to my situation at the time, that being the VH Resource Program, which I will get into later. Anyway, this is Casey of La Vida Singh.
Okay, hello everybody, how are y'all doing? This is Lynn Woodland Hills calling. Well, they're at it again, that's right. The big contest where you get these little pieces of paper, you pull the ends off, you open it up and look, and you notice you get this little slip of paper with a picture on it, which you have 15 of them before. That's right, McDonald's, right? Yeah, it's McDonald's, or is it Ralph's? You can't make up your mind. Well, they need to because both of them are collaborating in the contest. That's right, littering the landscapes with little tiny slips of paper that are totally useless after you open them up and notice that the game piece that you have 25 of them anyway is totally useless and you throw that on the ground. And McDonald's is supposed to, print on all their bags and stuff, help keep our nation clean or something like that, keep America beautiful, don't litter. And look, they're giving you four slips of paper distributed out to every customer, or even any schmuck who walks off the street gets one. No purchase necessary. And after you look at it, you already have one, you throw it on the ground. Because you're out in a parking lot or anywhere else where there's no trash can. You should have people, hire people to follow you with trash cans, just in case you have to dispose of these unnecessary slips of paper. Now, the real reason all is to ensure privacy, to make sure nobody cheats and looks for the game pieces that they actually need. So, think about it. It's losing money. I mean, just even hiring people to clean up all these damn pieces of paper, all these people. I know some of you callers out there probably have worked at McDonald's before or worked at Ralph's, and you know how it is having to clean the parking lots of debris like that, so... Whatever, wise up, and maybe you can have a contest using magnetic tape or something, so you won't be bound to throw it away. Just record over it. Uh-huh. Well, this is Lynn Woodland Hills saying goodbye and good night.
This is Dave Rosita, and I just wanted to say that the world is going to blow up in a couple of days, and this line is going to go with it. Thank you.
Yeah, well, Rosita's going too, so I guess that means bye-bye.
You know, I haven't called this line in a long time because, well, the last time I called it, which was a long time ago, it was a drag, you know. So maybe, you know, if I call it back sometime when you'll be working again, which you're not right now, it'll be a bit more interesting. So I do hope that your line has improved from what it was a long time ago. This has been a comment from Fred of Tarzana.
Well, hello there, caller. It's Dave of Culver City here calling at, quarter before two, on a Saturday, the 19th of January, 1980. And my comment is that... I think that your line, the Why Not staff, first of all, your line has gotten much better quality now, and I hope you improve more. You're getting up there. And
Dave's comment continues on side two. Please stand by. This tape will auto-reverse momentarily.
And for those of you who remember the old 78, these are directed more or less at the record collectors of interest about the old 78. Well, as you know, long, long ago, back in the 1950s, around 55 or thereabouts, actually 1960 would be the year to be exact, when I think they quit making singles on 78 RPM records. But are they doing it still now these days? Well, strange as it may seem, over in India, throughout even the 1960s, Beatles records were cut
on 78. But over here in America, it had long since been non-existent, ever since 1960. But in 1970, I don't know what year this guy started, but Art Crumb and the Cheap Soup Serenaders, excuse me, cut a record in 1973, which was on 78 RPM, and sounded very good, as a matter of fact. In fact, in 78, just 2 years ago, he had cut a 78 RPM record. Of course, if you notice, the 78 is the fastest speed on your turntable. So, anyway, this is of interest. If you are really interested in looking for a 78 RPM done in 1978, although it wasn't done in stereo, I would have yet loved to have seen a 78 done in stereo. But, I guess it was never done, but that's of interest anyway. Thank you, and so long for now.
The Watchtowers, and it is about 3:46 in the morning. And I was going to wait to leave this, but I figured that because of the nature of importance of the comment, I'm going to leave it now. And leave it on why not, and after all, why not? Okay, you know, with this new Zoom program that is about to go into effect, I've heard conflicting stories. Some say March, some say April. But, as you might have heard some of you on Montage from Brian Feedback, that they were possibly going to cut out some of the calling areas. But I didn't give it too much thought. I said, oh, well, you know, that probably won't happen. They'll just charge extra to call the other areas that were already a toll call. And then I was talking to Steve Bell Canyon, and he mentioned something about Canoga Park possibly not being able to call too far. I thought, oh, well, you know, I still didn't give it too much thought. And I was talking to Don Santa Ana, and I was mentioning to him, I said, gee, I wonder if Santa Ana will lose any of its calling area. And he said, oh, no, I don't think so. But then I don't know, something just told me I did a check. So yesterday being Friday, this is Saturday morning that I'm leaving this, I decided to call each and every single office. Now, the prefixes that you don't hear mentioned on here is because, A, they didn't know what they were losing, and B, some of them didn't know whether they were losing anything at all. Like, okay, Southgate knows they're losing some cities, but they don't know what yet. Capital, for example, didn't know whether they were losing anything at all. But anyway, I got most of them. Okay, I only did the 213 area code for Pacific Telephone. And I tell you, I couldn't believe it. Okay, the first one is Compton. It loses Lomita. Okay. This next one, to me, was the biggest disaster next to Canoga Park. I would say those are the two biggies. Van Nuys, and I hope you're holding onto your chair, loses Canoga Park, Agoura, Santa Monica, and Mar Vista. That means people who are now local to Why Not. I had to have the guy repeat that one twice. I could not believe my ears. Adam's office stays the same. Glendale loses Sunland and Tahunga, which I thought was stupid because their calling area is crappy enough as it is. Beverly Hills stays the same. Alhambra loses La Quiñada. Angeles office stays the same. Axminster office stays the same. Canoga Park loses Santa Monica, Mar Vista, and Van Nuys. Northridge Reseda office loses Agoura and Mar Vista. El Monte stays the same. Madison office stays the same. Inglewood loses Santa Monica. El Segundo loses Santa Monica. Hollywood stays the same. Normandy office stays the same. Montebello stays the same. Richmond stays the same. North Hollywood, which I was surprised, is going to remain the same. Pasadena remains the same. Burbank remains the same. Agoura, which is the last one that I have, loses Reseda, San Fernando, Santa Monica, and Mar Vista. Now, what I found interesting, I really got a sampling yesterday of all the different reps. I mean, I called just every office, even the little bitty ones like La Quiñada, and they didn't know anything yet. But most of the reps that I talked to commented to me that they were very upset. So this is something that not only the customers will be upset about, but the employees are very upset about, because one employee in the Canoga Park office, and Steve, she was a doll. I mean, she really bent over backwards talking to me. She mentioned that she calls Van Nuys all the time, and that's going to be a big loss for her. The reason why I mentioned how nice she was, I remember your comment about reps in your office, but she would be an exception, maybe. Also, one of the reps in the Inglewood office was another doll, and she had the whole complete list. Others of them, they just basically knew about their own offices, and maybe they knew about one other office. My office remains the same. Hey, needless to say, let them try and change it. Anyway, but it was really, really interesting. The thing that scares me the most is, worries at me, I guess I should say, not so much scares, because I'm not really going to be affected. My orts and everything, I'm covered already. Is, now just think about it, how many of the average customer, other than phone freaks, okay, look at the inserts inside their bills? Now think about it. Okay, most of our parents don't bother with that. Do you realize when this thing goes through and they say, Zoom will go through first, and then they say this will go through? Now, I've heard conflicting stories. Somebody said it won't go till May of next year even. But the most people say April. I don't know. Okay. In any event, it's going to happen. Okay. Can you imagine the people that are not going to look at their bill inserts and they call Van Nuys all the time, or they call Canoga Park or Santa Monica, what their phone bills are going to be like at the end of the month? I don't even want to be around when the phone company gets calls. Also, the prefix cutovers that just went a little while ago, 453 went step of all things, which is such a waste for Santa Monica. 714-952-ESS for Anaheim. 714-667 for Santa Ana went ESS. And lo and behold, which is a rare thing, 630 went from crossbar to ESS, which is for Paramount.
Hello, this is David, North Hollywood, and wanted to tell you, I listened to your comment tape last week, and even though it wasn't exceptionally good, I don't blame you for that, because of course you weren't getting very many good comments. What I'd like to do right now is give you a good comment, maybe make this line just a little bit better. First of all, these are all responses to other people talking. The first is the black hole, and I believe someone was talking about the black hole. I'd like to give you my opinion, and in case no one was, I'll just give you my opinion anyway. I feel that the black hole was an over-publicized movie, and publicity made it sound like it was going to be another Star Wars, but it was far from that. The effects, there were some good effects, but that was about it. The storyline was pretty bad. The acting was just awful. The ending was terrible, except for the effects. And the whole thing was pretty bad, you know, the writing, the acting, you know, so I would call it direct, as Kelly Burbank called it on another line. Yes, I would call it direct. That's just about what it is. Okay, my second comment is an idea for you to use on your line. What really bothers me is when you're making when people are making comments on tape, and they finish their comment, and then you give an answer or maybe a comment on what that comment was, you know. You always say next comment, and it bothers the hell out of me. I really hate when you say next comment. It's like, I mean, you know you cut and then you put the comment on. Why don't you just put the comment right after instead of saying next comment? It really bothers me, and I don't know, you know, you don't have to use it, but it really bothers me, and I'm sure it bothers some other people. So if it bothers you, you know, come and give a comment. The second and the third comment I'd like to make. Someone was talking about the Lays of Heaven on Channel 28 the other week. And yes, I saw it. personally, I thought the story was very, very good, especially the part where he realizes that his whole life is a dream. I thought it was good. It did drag on in points, especially at the end. It kind of dragged and went a little too long. It could have been edited a bit, but I thought it was a good idea, a good plot, and the acting was very good. And the makeup was quite good, especially the part when everyone's turned into gray. And so that's how I feel about The Lathe of Heaven, whoever called. And if anyone has any other ideas about that movie, you know, please give a rebuttal. Okay, the last one is Tonky Lenore gave a nice little thing on how to get good value in San Francisco. Well, Conky, you were talking about how the bus transfers in San Francisco, the driver just looks at them. Well, if you've learned anything at all, you'd know that in Los Angeles, the bus transfers are just looked at. And, of course, I didn't pick one off the street, but I did take one that had already expired. And I come up to the driver, and let him look at the transfer, which he usually does, and then he just lets you pass by. And he says, wait a minute, let me see that transfer. And he looked at the transfer, and he hit his hand on the cash box, and he put money in. So, Conky, I wouldn't try to fake a transfer across without any money, because if you don't have the money, he may kick you off the bus, physically. So anyway, that is my comment for this week, and I hope the line gets a lot better. It sounds like a good line, and you guys seem really professional, and I love the music you play, you know, in the background all the time when you say, why not? And I'll see you later. Thanks a lot.
Okay, one correction. The comment he is referring to was left last tape by Country Lenore, not Conky. And next comment, please.
Yeah, this is Ken from Northridge, and you haven't played too many of my comments. But I'd just like to say that most of the lines around here aren't really worth calling. Especially, like, UFO phone, it's just a joke, you know. And what we really need is something like this line that you can call and really look forward to listening to it, you know. So that's about the reason I call this line. Because freaky phone, you know, you listen to a bunch of perverts and stuff like that. But, you know, once in a while, at least you can call it and listen to it, you know, and that's basically what these things, that's why I called it, you know. Just most of these lines around there just aren't worth calling. So I think we need more lines that we can call and really enjoy and listen to. That's about all I got to say, so thanks a lot. Later on.
Hello, this is Scott from Canoga, and I'd just like to relate one little thing to all you why not callers. You know, today is the day of the Super Bowl 14, and it hasn't started yet. But let me tell you, I got my money on Pittsburgh, and I hope all you two do. Anyway, all you two do, and whatever. Anyway, I'd just like to say you guys have a good Super Bowl number 14 day, and I'll catch you next week. Bye.
Verter, that's it for this week. I'd like everybody to remember our L.A. to Verter, area code 213-935-8203. And also, anyone who did send in for an entertainment list, you will be receiving that in the next 2 weeks or so, so keep an eye on your mailbox for that. And if you're new to calling Why Not, if you've seen one of our ads in one of the Los Angeles newspapers, then if you'd like to hear your voice on the tape, I'd like to leave a comment like all the other people have. Our comment days are Friday and Saturday. So please call back on one of those days, and at the beep tone, you can leave whatever type of comment you want, expressing your opinion about almost anything. We'd be glad to play it. Stand by. This tape will repeat momentarily.